Hello, everyone, and welcome to Creativity Insights. My name is Aaliyah Meston, and I am here today with Tova, and we are going to be talking about the concept of flow and creativity in orthopedics. Tova, so I have a few questions for you. What would you say the concept of flow is?
So I think that a lot of people probably know the concept generally through the idea of a person being sort of in the zone, but the official term used in the field of study known as positive psychology is a flow state. But no matter what the phrasing is, the general idea is that when people are completely immersed in an activity that they love, they feel like they're sort of riding a mental river. So they're literally going with the flow and they're unaware of anything except what they're doing in the moment. So their attention is singularly focused. And if other people are observing them, the person appears to be performing incredibly well without even trying. The concept of flow is based around the conditions surrounding this flow state, what leads to it, and what it feels like for people experiencing it.
That's really cool. Do you know how the concept of flow originated?
Yep. So the concept of flow was proposed by a psychologist named Mihai Csikszentmihalyi in the 1970s. And he was fascinated by the idea of enjoyment and overall what it was that gave people the highest level of personal fulfillment. And while researching this, he focused on intrinsic motivation especially. So he studied people who were engaged in activities purely for the sake of their own satisfaction and fulfillment, regardless of outside motivators like fame or money.
What are some of the most important components of the concept of flow to you?
So when Csikszentmihalyi proposed the theory, he listed 9 optimal conditions for a flow state, but I'll just go through a few of the ones that I find the most interesting. One is that there's a balance between skill and challenge. So in the case of a flow state, this balance specifically requires a match between a high skill level and a challenge which requires that high level of skill. So for example, a highly skilled individual faced with a comparatively simple task would not enter a flow state since the conditions are unbalanced. They're overprepared and they can't apply their skills at the highest possible level. They might feel relaxed and content in this situation and appear at ease, but they aren't experiencing peak performance and fulfillment. Two other conditions of a flow state that I find pretty interesting are the merging of action and awareness and the distortion of time. So action and awareness being merged connects to what I said previously about the person being unaware of anything except the present moment. So essentially, they're only aware of the action that they're engaged in as it occurs. And they aren't distracted by anything else. They're not really thinking about the big picture of what they're doing. They're just living moment to moment, fully engaged in the task. Also, for example, if a saxophone is performing an intricate jazz solo is in a flow state, they're not thinking like, oh, this is the key of concert B flat. I just played a G. I should follow that up with a C, a C sharp. Maybe take that up an octave for impact, which is what I would be thinking. They're just playing without having to specifically think about the individual notes because of how engaged they are in the performance and the skill level that they've achieved prior to it. So the distortion of time then ties into this and that the person is so engaged in their activity of choice that they don't know how much time is actually passing. It could be hours or seconds. All that matters is what they're doing in the moment.
Wow. So would you say that multiple people, for example, like a sports team, could all be in a flow state at the same time?
Yep. So this is the idea of team flow, or in contrast, an individual flow state. People who are engaged together in an activity like a soccer game or a performance with a musical ensemble are all sort of in a synchronous flow state. And I find the concept to be interesting in the context of human fulfillment arising through a connection with others. Overall, I think the concepts of both individual and team flow are quite interesting to examine, especially as they seem to say different things about humanity as a whole in a way. So individual flow states seem to suggest that most personal fulfillment and achievement comes from within and due to individual actions, which I think is what Csikszentmihalyi was originally researching, individual intrinsic motivation leading to personal fulfillment. While team flow seems to suggest that peak performance and enjoyment requires the presence of others. However, while these might seem to be opposing ideas, I think they ultimately represent the same general concept. There's no single set of overarching guidelines that, when applied, can result in enjoyment for every single person. But I think that every person does have certain conditions that, when met, will result in personal fulfillment for them. And this is ultimately what the concept of flow is all about.
That's actually really cool. And those are all the questions I have for you today. And thank you so much, for just answering them so well.
No problem. So I've got a couple questions for you now. First, what drew you to orthopedics?
Okay, so orthopedics is like the branch of dealing with the corrections or deformities of, your bones or muscles. And I think that I was drawn to it by the fact that there's just so much that you can do in orthopedics and so many different ways that you can be creative. Like coming up with new ways to treat a ligament tear, coming up with new surgical techniques to fix common problems. I think that one of the things I really like about it is that, like, even though every patient is different, sometimes like a super common injury can require a super uncommon treatment, and you have to be able to think about that on the fly. And I just think it's really cool.
That sounds super interesting. Sort of going off of that, why is creativity important in the medical field and specifically in orthopedics?
So I was just reading an article which mentions that a simple surgery can result in something unexpected. So it's vital to be able to think on the fly and come up with new solutions to any problem, regardless of how big or how small they might be. And I think that this applies to any field of medicine, not just orthopedics, which is one of the reasons that I think it's so cool. Just because there's like so much creativity to be found in medicine, it makes me really excited to be a part of finding these solutions. But just again, how like every single patient is different, and what works for one might not work for the other. So I think that being able to be creative in more than one way is extremely important. One of the things that I actually read about orthopedic surgeons in general is that a lot of them are wood carvers on the side, and they get that practice, you know, with their hands and stuff outside of the medical field, which, you know, translates into their work in the medical field. And I just think that like it's really cool.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. Orthopedics sounds super neat.
Uh-huh. So I think that's all we have for today. Thank you all for joining, and we will see you next time. Thank you so much, Tova. It was nice talking to you.
You too.